Let's turn now to Chia Morgan. She's lived in Flint her entire life. She's a mom, a social worker, and she's with the Well of Hope Ministries. Chia, let me ask you the same question that I put to Senator Ananick. As somebody who lives in Flint, who drank that tainted water, did you hear what you wanted to hear?
No, I definitely did not hear what I wanted to hear last night.
What did you want to hear?
I wanted to hear that he'd secured funding to make this a fixable problem, although I understand that it's going to be an overtime problem. I was hoping to hear that, as well as a heartfelt apology from him. And I was also hoping to hear that he gives some of his own resources to assist us, not state funding or campaign money, but directly from Snyder and his family. You know, Cher, Young Jeezy, Big Sean, Meek Mill, they're all assisting us. But where's his dollars to help us with this?
Interesting. I had not thought of that. Did you feel when he began to talk, did you feel that that was there sincerity in that? Did you hear sincerity?
I didn't hear sincerity, and I was actually in the room with him. I didn't feel sincerity. You know, there was not a heartfelt, maybe my words are not emulating it, but my spirit is giving that. No, he came in with a smile on his face, greeting everyone as if it was business as usual.
Okay. And as you've come back to Flint and you're with people today, what kind of reaction are you hearing?
I'm hearing, you know, everyone is asking me, what was the mood like? What was it like to be there? And everyone is upset. I know a couple people said they actually turned it off because they were not hearing what they wanted to hear. It sounded very calculated from them.
There were some complaints. I saw quite a few on social media and in columns this morning, wondering why he dealt with anything other than Flint water, that he should have saying he should have stayed with Flint water. And once he moved to everything else, it seemed like he had just tacked Flint water onto the state of the state speech.
Yes, I believe that he started with Flint water because he knew everyone wanted to hear that. But I don't see that it was the focal point of it. You know, even though it was first, like I said, it wasn't the focal point. There wasn't a lot of let's focus on the problem. This is how others can help us. He spent maybe 5 minutes saying how others can help us when this is a problem that's going to be longstanding for us to deal with. There should have been countless opportunities that he secured for others to help us.
If you could speak directly to the governor and also to those officials at the Department of Environmental Quality and the Health and Human Services, those people who downplayed those reports and complaints about Flint water, what would you say to them, Chia?
I would tell them that, you know, this is a catastrophe that could have been avoided, that you cannot play with people's lives to save money. I understand that he came from a business background, but once you came into politics, you took countless families' lives into it. And I would also ask them, how would they feel if the shoe was on the other foot and their children were drinking this water, bathing in this water, being forced to now not be able to brush their teeth with this water?
Chia, what is the situation with the water like at your house today?
The water is catastrophic. We are brushing our teeth with bottled water. We are cooking with bottled water. We're taking quick showers. We're not able to bathe in this water, even though we still do because that's what's there. You know, you can't use bottles of water for everything, so it's quick baths, quick showers. My daughter, her doctor recommended that she, you know, does wash-ups and doesn't immerse in the water. If she does a bath, it's every other day. It's just very painful. You know, I look back at pictures of me as a child playing in the water, and my daughter shares that same joy, but she's not able to do so. You know, it's more get in the water, get clean, and let's get out. No bath time. We used to do educational time at bath time with her bath paints. That's no more.
Chia, I also wondered the thoughts when we got the emergency declaration from President Obama. That makes $5 million federal dollars available. Does that feel like enough action from the federal level for you and people in Flint?
Because this is a man-made catastrophe, I believe that it was a generous donation from the federal government because those monies are typically reserved for natural disasters. So although we would hope for more, I understand that it's only so much they can do because of the nature of this catastrophe that has been created.
Did you ever imagine you would be in the right in the center of really what has become one of the biggest and saddest stories that anyone can remember?
No, and I will actually send you my Facebook post. I posted this a couple days ago that said, of all of the relief monies that I've sent everywhere, I never thought that everyone would turn and show their gratitude to us by sending us the same love that we've sent other countries, other states, other cities.
Chia Morgan of Flint, lifelong Flint resident, mother, and she's with Well of Hope Ministries. Chia, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me and hearing my voice.